Have a dope day. Dope day. Dope day.
Hey, it's time for Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. And I'm Dr. Lisa.
I give a shit.
I do. Hey, thanks for listening to us, listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, the greatest station in the world. I've listened to all of them. So anyway, just before we get going, let me just remind you that we need support. We need emotional support, but we also need financial support because we're doing like all this great stuff. We're a nonprofit. It's tax deductible. You're thinking about taxes, right? So go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate and give us some cash, not large amounts, any cash, just enough to make us feel emotionally supported. That's not very much. Anyway, so first of all, I just want to complain because I'm really pissed off about this fucking Joe Biden thing. I'm sorry, you know, women, feminists, you call yourselves feminists. You know, these are people, I don't care. You're going to hate. If you hate me, I'm sorry, but I just got to get this out there because I can. But women that are calling out Joe Biden are totally perverting the whole idea of the Me Too movement and all that other crap. And what they're doing is trying to call attention to themselves. If you ask me, they are perverting the Me Too movement with their own fucking egos. So just shut the fuck up. We got to get a clown car out of office and you're not helping. All right. Feels so much better. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And thank you for listening to that. So this is like a really complex day for me. I don't know if I can handle it. I have two guests on today and I don't usually, but I had two really special people and it's all happening. All this shit is happening at the same time. So I made it all into one show. But the first half is going to be one of my favorite artists and humans, Colin Radcliffe. He's a artist who is having a really good big solo show at Equity Gallery. And the second half, starting at 2:30, is going to be Noah Becker, who is the founder of White Hot Magazine, and he started this whole series of parties at the Jane Hotel rooftop, which I've been going to, and I want to talk to him about that. So we will be getting to that later. So we got to get through Colin and make sure we get all the shit in that I want you to know about Colin. I want you to know so much about Colin. Colin knows that I'm always like failing over him. I'm going to see if he's never going to get embarrassed. He's sitting right here. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Do you ever get tired of me like just mooning over how fabulous I think you are? Do you ever get tired of it?
I love it.
You do, right?
Very much.
you know why I don't mind doing it? Why I'm comfortable doing it? Because I feel like you handle it very, very well. I don't feel like I'm just pumping you up or something. I feel like it actually lands in kind of a balanced way. I feel like I get the appreciation back for it and that it actually helps encourage you, which I think your work's so great that I'm happy. I feel like I'm doing something worthwhile for the whole planet. So, okay, enough about us. I met Colin a couple of years ago. He's part of the people I know here in Bushwick. And he's only 25, but his work is so sophisticated, people. So I'm going to tell you about his show first. The show that he's doing is called Left on Red. It opens Thursday, April 18th. The opening 6 to 8 p.m. at Equity Gallery, which is 245 Broome Street. And the show's on view from the 18th to the 27th. So Colin has two bodies of work. One that he started with when I first met him a few years ago, and it's now evolving into this other body of work. One is these, he works in ceramics. One of the body of work that I met when I met him was these creatures that I'm going to let him describe. And now he's sort of working on these ceramic cell phones, but they're really amazing because they're that, you know, technological high-tech thing done in ceramics in this like really funny, very sophisticated, but cartoon.
Oh, wait. Is that happening? Hello.
Hey. We are live.
So we anyway, are live.
I'm going to get right into this.
Oh, no.
We lost a little
We're
time
not live.
Front.
Hold on.
So I want you to know who's on the show today. This is Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. I'm here coming to you from Radio Free Brooklyn, the greatest radio station in the world. Go to our website. Donate money. This is the worst time in American history. You need to help free radio. www.radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Okay, so here's where we are today. I have Shona McWilliams.
McAndrews.
Oh my God, I got nervous there, so I said it wrong. Shona McAndrews here, and she's here with her boyfriend, partner of 3 years, Stuart Lantry. But I want to tell you about Shona because we're here mostly to discuss her work, even though we have her really adorable boyfriend here. We're all here to discuss her work, really, aren't we, Stuart?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe her relationship, her relationship with you a little bit. Maybe you're going to fill us in on, like, because Shona can't be objective about everything. Maybe we'll learn more about her through you.
Yeah, wherever we need to, you know.
You're going to be honest with us,
yes.
Honest and direct, right? Shona,
absolutely.
Do you think he's like that?
That's the only way he knows to be. So.
Okay. Well, I hope I don't get you guys in a fight after this. So anyway, hey, will you put your
a little closer?
Yeah. Sorry, right. That's my fault. Anyway. Eyes bigger than life size, naked figures doing women plus. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to let her explain it. But here's how it speaks to me. It speaks to me in that it's talking about
Dope
women.
Day. Day.
Hey, it's time for Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. And I'm Dr. Lisa. I give a shit. I do. Hey, thanks for listening to us, listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, the greatest station in the world. I've listened to all of them. So anyway, just before we get going, let me just remind you that we need support. We need emotional support, but we also need financial support because we're doing like all this great stuff. We're a nonprofit. It's tax deductible. You're thinking about taxes, right? So go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate and give us some.
Oh, yes. Check. This might be it. Check. Are we here?
Yes.
Are we here? Yes. Are we here, ladies?
Are we live?
Are we here?
Are we alive?
Good. All right. Yes, this is very smooth because we here at Radio Free Brooklyn are professionals.
Total pro.
And oh, by the way, if you have just tuned in and you're scratching your heads, well, good. So are we. I'm always scratching my head. You are about to start listening to a live broadcast of Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. I am not Dr. Lisa, but I play her on TV and I will be playing her on the radio right now.
I love you in that role, by the way.
Yes, yeah. I got the looks, right? I actually thought of myself more of a ER era George Clooney, but
I see that.
Yes.
You sexy bitch.
Yes, indeed. That would be me. Anyway, I am filling in for Dr. Lisa right now till 3 p.m. because Lisa couldn't make it and in a way and is away. And I have two really cool musicians. And because because that is what we do here. Gift shop have come. Well, two people, half of a gift shop, right? Is that right?
Two-fifths, I would say.
Two-fifths yes. of a gift shop. So I'm going to let both of you introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. This is Megan Taylor, and I am the lead singer of Gift Shop.
Yes.
And I'm Damien Eckstein. I'm the bass player of Gift Shop.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, and you both come from a land far, far away where there's unicorns and rainbows and all
totally.
That.
Totally. We greet you from the land of Astoria.
So incidentally, just to explain, this is now live. It is exactly 2 hours and 11 minutes, 29 seconds on the Radio Free Brooklyn clock. Yeah, there was a little bit of a mishap and so on. We here at Radio Free Brooklyn like to do mishaps deliberately so that you know that this is live radio. And it worked really well, actually. It was a
it's a party.
So you know what I'm going to start on doing? Just so we get everyone on board. How about I'm going to play something that you guys did off your new... Yeah, it's a brand new LP, right?
Yeah, brand new. Came out 6 weeks ago. It's called Big in Astoria. It's a new gift shop EP.
Okay, cool. Oh, Big in Astoria. I love it. Well, I queued Shame Up. Is that a good one to start with?
Same.
Oh, same.
Megan co-wrote that. That's a perfect one to start with.
Yeah.
Well, as this is all about therapy, I've changed it to shame.
And we have so much.
So much
to bring.
All right. Well, here's Gift Shop. The guests here at Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. And 3 minutes and 17 of same and shame if we want it.
To hide my
Oh, fantastic. Oh, same here. By my guests here, gift shop. Here at Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit with Jan Luca. And just two-fifths of Gift Shop just happened to be here.
That is correct.
Fantastic. Megan Taylor, singer, and Damien Eckstein. Yes, bass player. And who wrote that?
I co-wrote that with our keyboardist / background vocalist, Nicole Onopiak.
Ah, all right then. So who do you write most of the songs? Who writes most of the
songs? Oh my goodness. That's a lot to unpack.
Everybody contributes pretty much. Nicole, who she mentioned, is one of the newer members of the band.
Uh-huh.
The band is celebrating its 12th year this May.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're like going into puberty, so we figured we'd come here for therapy.
Yes. Throw a couple of tantrums.
Starting to get hairs down there.
Exactly. Good.
I feel weird. My voice is changing.
Yes.
Jordan, our drummer, Jordan Kramer, he contributes all the rhythmic elements of the new EP.
Yeah.
And both Nicole and Jordan have been with us for about 2 years, which is a long time, you know, for any band. Uh-huh. And, the fact that the founding members have been together for 12 years, I think just adds to this organic kind of cool quality to what we do. And we've been around for a while and, you know, we're trying to bring the music to the peoples, you know, selling songs door to door.
Yeah, knocking on doors saying, well, you know, I bought a vacuum cleaner off you last week. It broke, by the way.
Oh, you know, all right. It's still under warranty. You can bring it back.
Is it? Okay, cool. Yes,
yeah, but you fell for when I threw that pile of dirt on the floor and showed you.
Right, yes, yep. I did. I fell for it completely. I should just be forced to keep it. But, oh, well. No, so is it a perfect democracy because two of you have been there for 12 years and then you got new people? Well, is it perfect democracy or what?
Excellent point.
That's a funny question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, three of us have been there 12 years.
Yes, but to be Megan gets two votes in the democracy. She's the lead singer.
Oh, yeah.
She gets two votes. The rest of us get one.
Well, everyone puts themselves out there, but I put myself out there. I don't play an instrument, so I'm just standing there like basically naked. Mm. So I deserve my two votes.
Yes.
Well, do you then, so sometimes I'm trying to figure out the question that I'm trying to ask. Like sometimes in bands, the singer does actually get the vote, but do you get the vote on the lyrics? Cause you have to sing them, right? So if there's something that you don't feel that you can sing.
Somebody just asked me that the other day. Like if someone brings you something and you're just like, nope, absolutely, I will not sing those words. Yeah, of course I would say that. It's never happened.
Okay.
But if it did happen, of course I would say that. I'm not going to sing something disingenuous or something that I just think is stupid. So.
Yeah, well, you have to get into character, right? Yeah, you're living out characters. And you're an actor.
If I don't really, really, truly feel it, then I don't want to do it. Yeah, you're right. I'm an it's like being an actor, kind of.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I would say that, Megan, along the way, a lot of stuff gets thrown against the wall. We see what sticks as far as, you know, songwriting goes. And if she likes it, she'll immediately find that character or that voice and personify what the lyrics are trying to get across.
You know, Roger Daltrey, who said that the hardest words he had to sing, that he almost couldn't do it, was, are you guys Who fans at all?
Who's not?
Good one.
Thanks. No, there was someone that wasn't, but I think he died. So I think now we're among friends. But Roger Daltrey said that he had a really hard time around when the Who came out with Pictures of Lily around that period. And Pete Townsend was writing all these sort of teenage angst songs.
Yeah.
And Roger Daltrey was not an angst teenager by any means. He was a sheet metal worker and he kept going out on night times and getting into fights. He was like a hard nut. And he said the hardest thing was to sing these songs. He couldn't find a way in to songs about, 16-year-olds masturbating on about pictures on his wall, which is what Pictures of Lily is about. He couldn't get into character. He found that the hardest thing to do.
Well, that makes perfect sense. When people bring stuff to you, they're asking a lot of you.
Yeah.
You know? And hopefully the stuff they bring, once they get to know you, hopefully the stuff they bring you, they're like, okay, Megan would do this, or so-and-so would do this. Hopefully they don't just bring you random weird shit.
Oh, well, who does the lyrics then?
It's
I don't know.
Matt, Damien, Nicole, and I have all done lyrics in our own right.
Yes. Oh. Everyone is a contributor, I would say, as far as the lyrics go. It comes from a point of view of a particular person, and that person will get the credit on the album.
Right.
So, for example, if it's from my point of view, I will get the credit. If it's from the guitar player's point of view, Matt Santoro, he'll get the credit. For example, in a song you're going to play, I think, on this radio program.
Yeah.
On Stacked, that's mostly
that's
Matt.
That's all Matt.
That's all Matt Santoro, our guitarist.
He did the whole thing? 100%? Came in, it to the band?
Yeah, came in with...
Fully formed. Fleshed out.
Yeah.
This is how it goes. The only thing the band contributed is the arrangement. This goes here.
Yeah, he had the parts.
He had all the parts down.
Put them together.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, sometimes these guys, they'll just jam. I hate that word, but they'll just jam. And I'll just listen. I'll be like, do it again, play it again, play it again. And maybe I'll find, like, a hook, like something smart-assy to say. And that'll be the hook. And then I'll write around that hook. So it's all different.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I should say, though, in case anyone has just tuned in, that this is Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit, because they might be confused when they're not listening to Dr. Lisa. But I am the doctor for the day on duty here at Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm Gianluca. I actually have a show here on Wednesday, 6 p.m., called Sitting with Gianluca, also named after myself. Me and Dr. Lisa. Oh, I just made that connection. Oh, it's
narcissist.
We are narcissists. Oh, yes. Well, this is a doctor session. It's so true. Actually, yeah, let's talk about my narcissism for the next hour, please.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're nice and everything, but yeah, let's talk about me. But as this is a therapy session, I'm with two-fifths of Gift Shop, Megan Taylor and Damien Eckstein. And we're having a kind of musical therapy, really, because I want to break you two into the, I want to know the psychological makeup of the band. Every single band has like break into roles where you have sort of the cat herder, or you have the sensitive type, you have the outgoing type, you have the meathead, you have the, you're so control freak. So how does it break down in Gift Shop? Yeah. Who does?
I never thought about that.
No, he's got some good ones.
Yeah. I'm gonna break you too by the end of this. By the end of this session,
our manager's the cat herder.
When I first met Dr. Lisa, which was right here, at Radio Free Brooklyn,
right?
I met her through Mad Attack at from the Roden Hour.
Yes.
And give him a shout out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Mondays, 8 p.m. Excellent show. Yes.
And he is a purveyor of indie music. He breaks all the new indie music. And that's how we met Dr. Lisa. Dr. Lisa, we introduced ourselves and she immediately like nailed. She's like, you're the camp counselor in the band. I can tell.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, yeah, I am guilty. Yes.
Oh, you're the camp counselor. So you're the one everyone goes to with their nonsense.
Yes. I will fix your boo-boo and give you a popsicle.
And he has to put away the floaty toys when we all get distracted by something shiny.
Oh. and by floaty toys, she means Jack Daniels.
Yes. Ah, yes. All right. So go on, Megan, you. Or should I get the cap counselor to psychoanalyze you?
What are you?
Tell me what I am. Just say it right to my face.
Okay. You're the giver goddess, fashion plate, wonderkin, and just amazing rock chick.
Okay. Enough blowing smoke. What am I really?
That's what the camp counselor does. He blows smoke.
Oh, she owes you money, right?
You can tell.
Is that
right?
What it is? Yeah,
it's like,
okay.
Megan, fork the 20 over now.
No, what am I? I'm just like I don't know. You mentioned, what were the, you mentioned?
No, certain, I've just noticed bands break into their roles. You have, I don't know, like in the Rolling Stones, you have like Mick Jagger's sort of the briefcase carrying, very strict, the accountant that counts all the pennies. And Keith is like the happy-go-lucky guy that comes up. You know, everyone has, I don't know, there's often a control freak in the band. There's often a camp counselor. Well, we found out who that is. There's the... There's the sensitive, arty one that comes out with wonderful ideas. There's a person that starts things but doesn't know how to finish them. There's someone that finishes things but doesn't know how to start them.
This is getting deep.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Or maybe it doesn't break down like that in your band. I don't know. In Gift Shop, maybe it's everyone changes hats all the time.
Her role on the stage is what I would compare an icebreaker ship does when it goes into a large amount of like ice. You go, she has to be the focal point. She has to be the person that everyone kind of gravitate towards. And like you are the, if I could do my Megan imitation.
Yeah.
Focus up, people.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That's kind of her. Like she is the beacon, the light who, that everyone kind of is like, this band is about her.
Well, I also, even when we're not on stage, I feel like we were just talking about that because we ran into our friend Richie B.
Yes,
from
hi,
DHRA.
Richie.
Hi, Richie.
He's wonderful, but I like to even off stage cultivate relationships. Mm-hmm. Like just even when we're at a show and there's other artists in the room and I'll like go up to the other artists and just somehow just be like, we're going to be friends. I adore you already, even though I haven't met you. And we end up just being friends and then we end up playing with those bands and it's just like this community. And I feel like I'm a good icebreaker in that way, in the best way possible, because I mean it. I'm not doing it just to be like, you know, cultivate people. I'm doing it because I really love people and I really love to play with new people and other people and support them. So I feel like that's part of my icebreaker.
Yes, she's building a scene single-handedly, I would say.
Oh, excellent. Yes. So you are the person that makes everyone else seem sociable.
Wow. Well, no offense, Dr. Lisa, but I mean.
Yes.
This guy's got it.
Yeah. I'll send you an invoice. At the end of the show, I'll give you an invoice. I'm not cheap, you know.
Man, I feel better already, though.
You do good. You see? Oh, all right. Well, I'll double your... the invoice will be double.
No, but we're all very charming and lovable in our own way. But I do... I mean, that's a funny way to put it, but sort of.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Something to love about everybody in this band.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, because there's a riff that someone was... in the early days of The Clash, someone was photographing The Clash. And if you remember the bass player, Paul Simonon, it might have been the photographer Jill Firmanowski that said it off him. Or maybe it was not her at all. But anyway, what the photographer says was...
Let's run with it.
Paul Simonon was so handsome, he made everybody else in the band look handsome. So I was riffing on that for Megan. Like maybe because you're sort of the icebreaker, the beacon that everyone, you know, you make the rest of the band seem outgoing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, that happens.
Although our drummer, Jordan, is... very approachable.
He's a sexy beast.
He's a sexy beast. He's adorable too, though. He's like if you can be adorable and sexy at the same time, I don't know.
Dr. Lisa said, do you think I could date him if I leave my husband? And I said, if we can come back to the show, of course you can. We'll pimp out our drummer. No problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you'll get lots of airtime, presumably. It's payola.
It's payola.
Or nepotism.
Or just prostitution.
Or just, yes.
Yes, or just being a pimp.
All three of them, yes.
And we don't judge. Sex work is real work.
It is real work. I agree. Yes, it brings a smile to many a person's face.
Oh, where are we going?
Are we going? But wait, we should play. You know what?
Yes,
we should play a couple of, because you're doing gigs, right?
Oh,
in the
yeah.
next few days.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah.
We are playing at the Shillelagh Tavern in Astoria at 47-22 30th Avenue.
Alrighty.
This Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m.
Oh, cool.
So we're going on first because we like to go on first and then run off the stage and watch the other bands.
Okay.
And the other bands we're playing with are the Carvels and the Hell Yeah Babies. And essentially, these are bands that we support and that we love and they're part of our scene.
Yeah.
The Carvels, we are label mates with on Tar Beach Records.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Hell Yeah Babies, we just have played so many festivals and clubs together that they're in our video. They were in our music video recently. We rock out with these cats, if I could say.
You know? Oh, nice. Fantastic. Well, we should play.
What do you got?
Let's play. Let me see. What I've got is, let me see. We should play something,
take a look.
Let's take a look. Oh, yes. What do I have? Oh, here, this is This is we do this deliberately so that listeners know that we're doing live radio.
It's very
so
live.
Let me see. Let me turn everything on. So who's Everything With You is a Travesty? Who's that by?
The Carvels.
That's the Carvels?
Yes.
Okay, so let's play that one. The Carvels, Everything With You is a Travesty. And here it goes.
Bite your tongue. second in command. I can only be your crying shoulder. Let's live your tunnel of war. Hang my leash on the door. Let the revolution work your will. That's all I'm good for. Let's live your tunnel of war. Won't serve another tour. Let the revolution fight the bill. That's all I'm good for.
I believe in all the things that you believe, but you don't seem to think you need compassion for your
How do you feel about that? That is the perfect ending, actually, for what we are doing.
Yes.
That, well, if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit with, not with Dr. Lisa, but I play Dr. Lisa on TV. I'm Jan Luca. I have a show on... Yes! Wednesday, if you want more of me, Wednesday, 6 p.m., is Sitting with Jan Luca, named after myself, so I wouldn't forget what it was called. Sometimes it works, and often it doesn't. And sitting with me are two-fifths of the band Gift Shop.
Yes.
Yes. Megan and
Damien.
And yes, Megan and Damien. And I should also say that Radio Free Brooklyn, we are a community based radio station, which means in effect that we're bloody broke. We're broker than musicians. The lights flicker, the faucets drip, and all of that. And it means that we are kept on air by our listeners. So, which means that if you have any shrapnel at all in your pocket, anything that's going jingly jangly, please drop it in the hat. There's on the RadioFreeBrooklyn.com website. There's tons of ways that you can, buttons and things you can press. You get your money back. Is it, I always get this wrong, but maybe Gift Shop can help me out. Is it a 501c3p okay?
You're so close.
Close, right? Something
it's
like that.
501c3, I believe.
Thank you. 501c3s, which means you get your money back. So
nothing. Is there a free tote bag?
Is there a free
tote bag? Like, yeah, that PBS might be. Used to do that.
Yeah, and WNYC give tote bags, right?
There's quality radio happening
right
now.
We're giving back right now.
Yeah, no, those tote bags are great. Don't they just scream, I still live with my mother, right?
They do, and I have a lot of cats.
And I have a lot of cats. Yeah, yes.
But empty your wallets, cheapskates, and yes. Give to Radio Free Brooklyn.
And don't worry, I'm going to actually, just before, I might even do this live on air, might actually turn my guests upside down and shake all the change, loose change out of their pockets.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I was just using the restroom while we were playing that song. And when I went to pulling my pants down. Oh, all this hot change fell on the bathroom.
Oh, lovely. We'll take it. We'll take it.
And I just got a manicure, so I didn't want to pick it up. So it's in there.
Oh, lovely. Okay, yeah, I'm going to go pick it up right now. We'll take it. Nothing
I'm
too
not
small.
Kidding.
I want some pee-pee dimes. I need pee-pee dimes.
Pee-pee times. So, oh, did I announce the bands that we just played? Who did I just play?
You played the Carvels.
Yep.
No.
Dog of War.
Well, Dog of War was the Hell Yeah Babies.
Yep.
And
that was the last thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Carvels before that.
And the Carvels before that. Everything with You is a Travesty.
And yes, those are the two people we'll be playing with this Saturday.
Exactly. At Shillelagh.
Oh, fantastic. So, do you... So the three bands are you friends? Like, are you friends? Do you have like an Astoria hangout crew that you hang out and play with together and cross pollinate with? Well, that sounded filthy, but
no. You know what? We don't see each other a lot outside of gigs, only because we're all super busy. Obviously,
yeah. We're all gigging.
Yeah, everyone's
gigging. Good.
The only time we get to, this part of the reason why we like to play with each other is because that's the only time we get to see each other.
Mm.
So it's kind of selfish in our own way, too.
Yes. It's like, who do we want to hang out with tonight?
Exactly.
Oh, I want to hang out with those guys. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
so nice. So let's book a gig. Yeah, let's book a show.
Totally, totally.
Oh, fantastic.
One of the nice things, actually, about being at the advanced stage that Gift Shop is in our music career is we can choose when we want to play, you know,
yeah.
And so that we're able to book a night with the bands that we want to play with. And it doesn't have to be Wednesday night at like 1 a.m. It can be a Saturday night at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m.
And we can curate the show.
Yes.
Oh.
Which is lovely.
Oh,
you
fantastic.
Know, when you first start out, you're just like, please, 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 I'll play with anyone, anywhere, anytime. Now it's like we curate the show.
Right.
Oh, so yeah. So you put on your own shows.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well,
or you curate your own shows. That's the right way of saying it. That's what Megan's saying.
Yeah.
Or lovely enough, we're asked to play wonderful shows as well, which is always flattering.
Right. We're asked to play festivals and, you know, different prestigious clubs.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
You know, there's a long tradition of musicians owning their own venues. Chuck Berry, right? Owned in St. Louis, owned his own venue where he would sometimes play on Monday nights or
sure.
He was the governor. He could play whatever the hell he wanted.
I think Aerosmith owns something in Boston too.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. They have a club out there and we have BB King's here and,
It's gone now.
It's gone, but we did have it.
Yeah. I went to the opening of BB King's, the only opening of the New York City BB King, interviewed the man himself. It was great. I love BB King.
When was that?
It would have been. I'm guessing it was 2001, something in around the early 2000s. Wow. I don't think it was the late 90s. I think it was the early 2000s. And they did it was B.B. King. Kenny Wayne Shepherd played that night. Me and my friends used to call him Stevie Ray Shepherd because he sounds just like Stevie Ray Vaughan. And B.B. King, and they sat together, and Kenny Wayne Shepherd played 150 notes a minute. And you know, B.B. King plays no chords, so he just sat there. And then B.B. King played one note, and it was all over. Like, right. Everyone forgot who Kenny Wayne Shepherd was. But he's good anyway. I don't mean to, I'm not ranging on him like he's a rubbish or anything. He's very, very good. But he ain't BB King.
No.
So anyway, I digress.
Yes.
I completely digress. So this is a therapy show.
Oh.
And you are paying me handsomely for this session. And
do you charge again? What's
your name? Lots and lots.
We'll work it out after the show.
Yeah. Lots and lots and lots. But wait, you're both married but not to each other, is that right?
Yes.
Here comes the therapy.
Okay. We're married to the band.
Yeah, man.
You're married to the band, man.
Megan and I are married creatively, dude.
Yeah, man.
So. I'm actually married.
I'm married to the guitarist.
Yes.
Matt Santoro. Yeah.
All right. So wait, there's two married couples in the band and one freewheeler? Wait, what's going on?
It's weird. Our manager's name is Nicole, but we have a Nicole in the band, but that's not Damien's Nicole.
No. My Nicole is the manager of the band. Shout out Nicole Vendestia.
Yes.
Thank you for putting this together.
She's the best.
Cool.
So you could say if our manager is the sixth member of the band,
absolutely.
Then yes, there's two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's two married couples, I guess.
Okay.
But it's not like Fleetwood Mac-y, creepy. Weird,
no.
You know.
It's not one great big wife swapping party.
Right.
Or, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Matt and I are going to have our anniversary on Sunday. Happy anniversary, Matt.
Oh, happy anniversary. Wow. So wait, working together and living together. Oh, God, really? That sounds, for me, that's my worst nightmare. But that seems to work out, or what?
Well, I'll tell you why it works out. Because he works a day job and I bartend. So we are two ships passing in the night for most of the week.
Yeah.
So when we get into the studio together, we're actually like, yay, it's happy to see you. You know,
fantastic. Yeah, so. Okay, that's probably the only way it works.
Yeah,
right?
I would imagine so.
What about you?
Well, you Damien, you deal with bands.
Damien, yeah, confess, I, Damien.
You
confess.
Deal with band stuff at home.
I do.
Yeah.
I get to hear all the good stuff. Like, how come your band isn't promoting the show? Why aren't they on Facebook promoting the show?
Yeah.
Why aren't they on Twitter promoting the show?
We're the worst.
Yeah. So they know that they're the worst. And still, we have fans who come and support us, and we love our fans. We have the best ones.
I am technologically challenged, so I do have a hard time doing like Instagram and all that stuff.
Right.
I don't quite really know how to do any of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm terrible at it.
Which is why Nicole, our manager, is so lovely.
Yes.
Oh, cool. So wait, Damien, you live and work with your wife then?
I do. I mean, creatively work with her.
Okay.
We have separate day gigs, you know.
Oh, good. All right. So you can like have breaks. Some people work and live together. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, you know, I think out of necessity it happens. This is your life. This is what starts to like make you living. And then, you know, you kind of build on that.
All right.
And you add the people that you trust. And you want them in that mix.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
Well, I feel very naked right now. I feel like I'm telling you all my secrets.
Oh, God, no, please keep your clothes on. Please, David, keep
Wait, no, I got to take this off.
Wait a minute.
I'm taking it off.
Oh, God.
Okay, it's coming off.
Let's get some Moulin Rouge. Let's get some Moulin Rouge music on. Yes. Cool. So no crazy Fleetwood Mac shenanigans. No. Good Lord.
And, I, you know, the other members of our band are singletons.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah.
And, you know, they look, it's wonderful to be in a band and, you know, be single and live your life and have that kind of fun.
Yeah. Hey, what is the name of your, of the website where people can get in touch with the band and know news and tours and all of that?
For links to all of our social media and free music downloads, calendar, photos, or reviews. I did not read that, by the way. That was all off the top of my head.
No, you did not.
Not read that.
Really,
it's giftshoptheband.com.
Oh, fantastic.
Easy to remember. Giftshoptheband.
Giftshoptheband. Cool. So that means, that's good. You did what I did. You named the website after your band so that you would remember it.
Yes. Giftshop.com was taken, unfortunately, but we got giftshoptheband, so it's good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
What is on giftshop.com? I'm curious.
What's on there?
Yeah.
Oh, there's
stuff.
So much.
Rubbish. Stuff that you...
So much.
Terrible music is what there is.
You know
is.
What? Actually, we try to curate.
Yeah.
And again, our manager, she curates that website on a regular basis.
Okay.
Wonderful photos of our history together and all throughout the years. Again, free music downloads because, you know, everyone streams these days. Why pay for music? If you want to pay for Gift Shop, plenty of places to go to. You can support us that way. We do get almost 100% of the money as independent artists. Mm-hmm. But if you want a free, stream it. You know, listen to us.
We'd rather you hear it.
Yes. And we've even adopted a merchandise policy. When you come to our shows, pay what you want. You want a t-shirt?
Really?
You pay $3 for the t-shirt. You want a CD? Pay $1 for the CD. Take it for free, whatever you want.
Hey, I love that idea, actually. So is it, do you know if, out of, because this is a therapy show, do you know if people pay more or less or what's fair? Do you have a box so you don't know what people were paying or what?
We kind of know what the people, like our fans, they overpay.
Okay, yeah.
And then the people who aren't sure, they underpay.
Which is fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's like, somebody that's put a 50 in and then somebody like put in a Canadian quarter.
Because there was some restaurants that tried that. Did you hear about
no.
this?
So I did.
Restaurants.
There was
one in London that tried that, and I think they did quite well. I don't know what happened, though, afterwards.
They're out of business.
That was the Italian one. So is that probably depends where. There's a cafe called Pay As You Feel Cafe, where you pay as you feel, and he did that. He runs that for the homeless. But he's actually a master chef, so he goes around to all the
restaurants. I know this guy.
You know this guy, right?
Yes, I've seen him on Netflix or some documentary.
Yeah. He's in Leeds. He's a recovering addict, but a very high-end chef, and he goes around to restaurants, collects their leftovers, and makes like proper meals. And you go and you pay what you feel.
Amazing.
And if you can't pay, just eat, and that's totally fine. So there you go. So that's how you do it.
That's how we do our merchandise at our shows. Take what you want.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah,
take a piece of us with you.
No, I love that. Things are cyclical, right? They say that history repeats itself. So it used to be maybe the music industry is going back to what it used to be, which was just performing live.
Yes.
Because there was a time, you know, music is tens and thousands of years old, and the music industry is like 60 years old or 80 years old or something. So maybe it's just going back to musicians playing music for people in a room. And that's it, pretty much, and not selling bits of plastic.
It's all chamber music.
It's all chamber music. Yes, it's all chamber music.
Chamber music where they pass the bucket.
That's right. Yeah. Pass the bucket.
So if there's five of you, I'm wondering who is then the sensitive creative at the back of the bus, chewing on a pencil, writing their feelings down.
That's so your husband.
Really?
I guess it is. I was going to say none of us. We're all dicks. But.
No. Yeah. That's definitely Matt. Matt is like the shy, quiet one. He's a good-looking fellow, if I can say that objectively.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I get mistaken for... I get mistaken as his brother, which is bizarre. Really? Like, I don't think we look anything alike, but they're like... You're brothers, aren't you? I'm like, oh no, this isn't a brother act. But we're both half Italian, so maybe that's
I think Matt's a little. Yeah, I think he's a little more internal and sensitive, just as a person in general. So comes out in the band as well.
That's right. We're talking about you, Centauro. Can you hear us?
Yeah. I'm in your ear.
Yeah, we're talking now. Seriously, just now. Tell me. No one's listening. What you really?
Yes.
Oh, so he's the sensitive one. He's chewing his pencil and coming up with. Is he the idea person? Is he an idea person?
Oh my God, he does our artwork, like for the Big and Astoria EP cover and the single.
Mm-hmm.
He created both the design. Yep. He's a designer.
Oh wow,
he's like multi talented. He's like a Renaissance man, but he is the quiet one.
Oh wow, so he's an artiste.
Yes.
Oh, that's very cool. So. He come. Oh, nice. So three of you write. Then you said earlier, is that?
I would say all
of you.
Right.
Oh, all of you in bits
and
pieces.
We're all contributing. Yeah, in some. There's all like the contribution. We try to be democratic in sharing the creative wealth.
Oh, all right.
So
how many shows then are you playing? You're playing a few shows in the next month or what?
We are. You've exposed my ignorance, sir.
Oh, fantastic.
Check our website.
Yeah, website. Gift shop.
GiftShopTheBand.com reveals all.
Reveals all. So where's this one again? It's this Saturday, you said, right?
This Saturday, it's in Astoria, Queens.
Okay.
The Shillelagh Tavern, which is 4722 30th Avenue, if you can interpret Queens logic. If you will, that's where it is.
Everything's on 30th Avenue. I work on 30th Avenue at a bar called Domini's. So, take a left out of the bar I work at, and you walk like 10 blocks, and there you are. So,
shout out to Domini's.
Domini's. And we're on at 8 o'clock on Saturday at Shillelagh Tavern.
Yes.
Oh, cool. With the other two bands that we heard.
The Carvels and the Hell Yeah Babies.
Oh, fantastic. So, a really fantastic triple all night worth of music. Mm-hmm. Oh, we should play out with one of... Oh, we don't have to play out just yet. Fantastic. I'm very glad. Let's do some on-air mathematics. Because I do want to for people to hear the whole of the song and not just a little... What would you like to play out? And do you know how long it is? This is live radio.
Both of them.
We can do two.
Yeah, absolutely. You have enough time. Let's start out with Stacked and end with We Want You.
Stockton, we want you. Okay, well, it'll take me a while to figure out how to work
this
machine.
Just chit-chat over here. Damien, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Megan?
I'm good. I've just cracked a new beer. I'm feeling good about myself drinking on a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. Who are you again? What am I doing here? How did I get here? Where am I going to next? If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit with Gianluca, host. Yes! Oh, yes. More of that. Yes, here's the $5. And here's your $5.
Thank you.
You actually said you would whistle too and make a little bit more noise, but yeah, that's more like it. Thank you. Thank you. More of that. So if you want more. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say that sittingwith@radiofreebrooklyn.org is my email. I have an Instagram too, Sitting with GT. It's hard for me to remember everything. Sitting with GT, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. If you want more of me, I read all the emails. I reply to all emails. I take all requests. And sitting with me today on Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit is Gift Shop. Yes. Yay! Megan Taylor.
Hello. Thank you.
Yes. And I keep wanting to call you Billy Eckstein, but you're not. Can I call you Billy Eckstein?
Sure. I've been called worse.
Okay. Damien. Well, Damien Eckstein. But Billy Eckstein was a super talented musician.
I'm a huge fan. So
cool. Yeah. I'm bigging you up anyway. But go and check them out. This Saturday. Yeah, fantastic.
8 p.m.
So I'm going to play out then, just so you know what you will be in store for this Saturday at 8 p.m. So what did you want to play out with, fellas?
I'm looking at the time. Let's do We Want You, which is our 80s tribute song.
Oh, We Want You. Ah, here it is. Okay, I think I play it this way. Let's see if I even know how to do this.
I've seen you do it before.
Yeah, I have done it before, right? It's finding it. I can get... Ah, We Want You. Yes. Perfect. Anything you want to say about this song?
We wrote it.
To have a good time.
It's new.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And it's fun. Perfect. New, written, and fun.
Kinda.